listening to Bob Star Radio with DJ Derek Spirit Fingers. Tonight on our show, we're going to be playing some nice Jerry Garcia band along with some good Grateful Dead, and I'll be talking a little bit about the Further show in Amherst last weekend. I'm going to start things off here with one of the finest pieces of Jerry Garcia band that I know of. It's After Midnight with a very nice melodic Beatles tune there in the middle. It's a J. Cole salt tune popularized by Clapton. And you'll recognize the instrumental in the middle of there. I used to work, do carpentry with this. I was a laborer working with this carpenter who had seen about 300 Dead shows, 100 Jerry Man shows, and when he heard this, he just said, "Man, that's the kind of thing that would make me drop everything and go on tour." This is a nice piece of music. It was released on an official release called After Midnight a few years ago. It's at Keene College on February 28th, 1980. I hope you enjoy.
After midnight, we all let it all hang down. After midnight, we all talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all in. After midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine. Talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Gonna cause talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. Gonna let it all
Jerry Garcia Band. This Somebody, in I believe 1991, somebody asked Jerry, what does consciousness mean to you? I go along with the notion that the universe wants consciousness in it, that it's a part of the evolutionary motion of the universe, and that we represent the universe's consciousness. Why it wants it, I don't know, but it seems to want it. Here's the reason I believe this. If the point of an organism is survival, why go any further than sharks or simple-minded predators that survive perfectly beautifully? Why continue throwing out possibilities? My sense is that conceivably there's some purpose or design. Why monkeys with big heads? Perhaps that's the most convenient consciousness carrier. Do you think that humans are evolving in mass to be more conscious? I do think there's a drive towards more consciousness. There are huge setbacks all the way along, but all the aberrations that we see, holy wars, etc., are metaphors for more consciousness. They're expressed as conflict because we haven't come up with good enough models to express it in other ways. We are it. We're the same stuff as the stars and galaxies, so we're indivisibly part of it. We're the part that speaks, that plays music, that creates abstractions. The atom, the atomic bomb is a good metaphor for consciousness. If you are able to describe a possible way that things work in this universe with enough rigor inside some kind of belief system, you're going to be the creator of fundamental change expressed as a huge eruption of energy. You have to have the idea first about energy and mass. Once that idea is expressed perfectly enough, then it's possible to create something that will do it physically. Oh, psychically. It's physically. Both. So the atomic bomb is a physical model of the mind gaining control of the material world. The question is, are we able to do it without blowing ourselves to smithereens?
Way to go.
1972 at the Strand Lyceum in England. Next up, we're going to have Help Slip Frank from the Lloyd Noble Center on the University of Oklahoma's campus. November 10th, I believe, 1977. I have written down here the 11th, but I believe it's the 10th. So further tours happening right now. I saw the Amherst show. Bobby's tone was terrible a few moments in the show. It was, I'm normally a Bobby fan, but there was some screeching and screeching going on. A few weird, schoolgirl was pretty weird, but got going during the second set. Enjoyed Sailor Saint, Terrapin, although I'm sick of hearing the full suite, but I tend to complain a lot anyways about these kinds of things. Samson and Delilah Encore had me dancing up again, and wasn't planning on seeing any more shows from this tour, but now I'm going to see three in New York this weekend, so they did something right. Here we go.
Give me a minute, let me get it together. I'm on my stock.
Actually, April 23rd, Jerry Garcia Band. That one's on the, was released on the Garcia Plays Dylan album. Pretty good. Pretty good for 90s Garcia. All right. I'm going to do something heretical here on Bob Star Radio and play some Railroad Earth. I'll play a couple songs. I'll probably put a Jerry Band song in between the two. But this is going to be Just So You Know by the band Railroad Earth. This was a second night of their two-night Aspen run in March. Both those shows stand out really well for me. The small venue called The Belly Up. Real good time. Real nice people. It was just an all-around fun thing to do, playing music all day before the show, hanging out. The band was riding around on bikes. We'd see each, they were taking turns riding somebody's, Stacy's bike, the merch lady's bike. So it was a fun weekend, and if you get a chance, see Railroad Earth as soon as possible. Just So You Know.
Thank you. scuffle for a nickel, struggle for a dime. Forget about the past, your troubles behind. How come the future has to take such a long, long time?
Garcia Band, November 9th, 1991, and Bruce Hornsby was sitting in on there, so he was playing on top of Melvin Seals on the, Hornsby on the piano, Seals on the organ, the Hammond B3. We're coming up on being out of time, unfortunately. Everybody have a good week. Be good to each other. See some music. Laugh. Hang out with some friends. Take care of each other. Have a good time. And of course, always remember that when you stop laughing, it just isn't funny anymore. Thank you.
ourselves.